Your brother and I had a lot of time to talk today, I explained. And he said the only reason you're working at the hospital right now is because you want a leg up when you graduate. I paused. That's all fine and dandy, if you actually graduate.
My brother and you, huh?
She muttered.
Did you meet with your friends?
I nodded my head. I did. They came and got me for lunch. A smile drifted over her face.
How'd that go?
She asked curiously. The chief asked me to take over his classes while he takes over my shift. When I finally get cleared, we'll switch back. I explained, trying hard not to contain the excitement of actually being worth something other than a paperweight.
And what about your doctor's appointment that you didn't want me to know about?
She raised her brows at me. I laughed, then winced as nausea rolled over me. My head still hurt. Badly. There was nothing, I said. They were confirming what we already know. Testing my brain, running a scan. I won't know the results of those tests for a week or so. She sighed and dropped down into the chair right across from me, turning slightly sideways to place Elise into the high chair.
I'll do it under two conditions.
She turned so she could look at me fully. Okay, I waited. She grinned.
One, we don't take this any further than friendly. I can't deal with anything past friendship right now. I have too much on my plate to have to worry about what your intentions are.
I inwardly cursed. That had been my intention, although only a small part of the entire picture.
Two,
she licked her lips.
If I tell you to leave, you have to leave. No complaining, no buying time. I tell you and you go.
I thought about everything and could only come up with one logical answer. Deal.